Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Do you remember when political debates were the highlight of the political year, like boxing matches? Everybody would watch them. That doesn't happen anymore. And the ratings for the last presidential debates were terrible. And there's a reason for that, because they're boring, because everything is scripted. You know what they're going to say before they say it. But if you keep watching lower tier, the debates lower on the fight card, on the food chain, if you will, sometimes you see something interesting and happens invariably by accident. But it reveals a lot about the country and the people who are trying to lead it. Now, that happened just last month in Virginia during a governor's debate. Terry McAuliffe was the governor of Virginia. He gravely damaged the state. He's the career Clinton operative, who you may remember from his many brushes with apparent indictment. He wants to damage it some more. The Washington Post is always telling you about how he was about to get indicted. He never was, but instead he ran in Virginia, and he ran it into the ground, and now he wants to hurt it even more, so he wants to be reelected. And at the debate last month, he announced, just kind of welled up within him, and he told us that parents no longer have a say in their own children's education, the one that they pay for. Instead, Terry McAuliffe informed the state of Virginia, the government is in charge of your child, period. From the transcript, I quote, "I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. I get really tired of everybody running down teachers. I love our teachers and what they've done through COVID. These are real heroes who deserve our respect." The words of a hack, a liar, and a demagogue. But ignore the second part of the sentence. I don't think parents have any right telling teachers what to teach. Really. So, parents don't control their own kids, is what you're saying. Do you have a right to tell the pediatrician what kind of medical treatment your kid should get? No, because this is the new rule. The government makes all the key decisions about your children. He's a Clintonista. Takes a village, right? That's not just true in the state of Virginia. It's now orthodoxy throughout the entire Democratic Party. And as of recently, this idea, unprecedented in the history of America, has the full backing of the Biden administration. So, in other words, of the executive branch of the entire federal government. And if you disagree with this, if you're one of those troglodytes who think you should have some say in what your children are taught in the schools that you pay for, you should know that you now are classified by the Biden administration as a domestic terrorist. And they're willing to use armed agents of the state to compel you to shut up. Joe Biden's Justice Department has made that very, very clear. Remember Merrick Garland? He was supposed to be on the Supreme Court. He was very even and all this other stuff. No, actually he's not. Now we were told he was moderate, soft-spoken, and he's turned out not to moderate at all. But he's a wild-eyed, radical, crazy person. He issued a memorandum calling on the FBI to crack down on parents who complained about their school board. Now, keep in mind, at this exact moment that Garland wrote this, we learned that murders in the United States since the advent of Black Lives Matter has gone up 30%. So that's thousands more dead people. This is the Attorney General, the Chief Law Enforcement Officer. He did not issue a memo about that. He instead issued a memo about people who are committing wrong think. And he directed federal, state, tribal, territorial, and local law enforcement leaders to discuss strategies for addressing the disturbing trend. The disturbing trend being parents complaining. He wrote, in the coming days, the department will announce a series of measures designed to address the rise in criminal conduct directed towards school personnel. Really? Have we blown schools up? Are we going around and, you know, picking the teachers off as they head to the classroom? Stealing them and hanging them from the bridges like they do in Mexico? No. It's about complaining. It's now criminal to disagree with your kid's school. What have you learned from this, America? What are you learning from this right now? Well, one thing you should have learned is, among other things, we've learned that the Biden administration no longer believes in the most basic precept of democracy. That they say is always in the crosshairs. They don't believe in it themselves. Among them, your freedom of speech should never be abridged. The government must convince you, not compel you, almost always, and you and not the government is in charge of children. Merrick Garland did not give birth to your kids. They're yours, not his. But they don't acknowledge that anymore. So they're happy to use armed agents of the state to enforce their ideology. And they have to, because that ideology is deeply unpopular with most Americans. Now, why did the DOJ issue this smoking gun letter? Because it is a smoking gun letter. This is a precipitator. I'll explain that in a minute. They did that because they received a complaint from the National School Boards Association, huge donors to the Democratic Party. And that complaint cited citizens who were upset over the teachings of critical race theory and masking of children, which is medically unnecessary. So they wrote to the Biden administration and said some of the actions against school boards could be the equivalent to a form of domestic terrorism and hate crimes. This coming from people who've never witnessed that, who have no, you know, they're just applying words to something to get people in trouble. So the school administrators are now victims. They're now a separate group unto themselves. And if you disagree with them, you're committing a hate crime. Not voicing an opinion that is constitutionally protected. It's an act of violence to disagree with them. Some of them actually want to use the Patriot Act. They want to invoke that. And they think that postal inspectors should probe the cyberbullying school board members claim they've faced as well. And where does this leave us? It's pretty simple. Mocking someone who calls for medically unnecessary mask mandates is now a domestic terrorism and a chief concern of the FBI. And what you're not allowed to do going forward, because it's a hate crime, is to point out that children and teens actually aren't dying from COVID. They're dying from a lot of things, but not from COVID. And a lot of kids are dying, you know, from a lot of different things. Drowning, car crashes. But more students are dying from suicide, in some cases directly traceable to these policies, than are dying from COVID. So that is a national crisis. It's completely unaddressed by the Department of Justice, or anybody else in the government for that matter. And, well, for a long time, school boards have tried to shut up anyone who challenges their orthodoxy on COVID, or in anything else. In Loudoun County, Virginia, the newly radical Loudoun County, the school board uses mass mandates as justification to silence a parent who complained they were indoctrinating his child. But he wasn't wearing a mask. So he had to wear a mask or shut up or get out. All these little things they're doing, all this trampling of the Bill of Rights, is a precipitator. Sooner or later, this is going to turn into something kinetic. And the only problem that will be occurring there is that those that are supposed to be the enforcers are going to be outmanned and outgunned. Policy. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
5 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Anthony Fauci, little garden gnome of a disaster, well past his sell-by date, and he keeps on disastering more disastrously all the time. And the fact that this manifest failure still holds not only a senior position, but is actively being promoted by the garbage elite, is proof positive that our elite is a total sham. Now, he has to go. He's not going to go voluntarily. There was a great episode of The Simpsons 20 years ago or so, which was the last time they were great episodes of The Simpsons, where Homer bowls 300 and proceeds to sponge off of his notoriety, including walking on to other people's shows and asking, "Did someone say a perfect game?" That's Fauci, except Homer's funny, and he's not screwed up the response to a massive pandemic. And it's really remarkable that this guy is still out there in the spotlight. He has zero credibility among a huge number of Americans. And the question is, why should he have any credibility with any Americans at all? He's been wrong about everything, but in fairness, also right about everything, because he's adopted every position on every issue possible. So statistically, he had to have been right sometimes, but overwhelmingly, he's wrong. And he started off by minimizing the disease, then overhyping it. He lied to us intentionally about his position on masks, telling us they were useless. A noble lie, we were told, so we would not buy them all up. Then he demanded that we double mask. Then we need a mask to, you know, even if vaccinated. Now masks are pretty useless, but have you noticed how there's no massive definitive American study yet on masks? There we're heading into year two of this nonsense. And I would think that that would be something he could devote his time to instead of helping them make some sort of stupid bio. Even Hugh Hewitt, who's one of the nicest guys on the planet, has had it. He confronted Fauci on air about Fauci's total lack of credibility with a bunch of Americans and asked the doctor whether he should step down if he lacks credibility. Fauci said no. So in other words, he prioritizes his position over his effectiveness. And this is the elite. They put its members' power, prestige, and position first. Milley and Alston also insisted they would not step down after their failures. And that's why our institutions suck. There's no accountability for failure. If you mess something up really bad, you just move on. Change the narrative. That's not what I said. That's not what I did. So now Fauci is unwilling to allow us Christmas, as if we're asking. Like we're saying, "Dr. Fauci, can we please have Christmas?" We're not. Except in neurotic blue enclaves, we're done. The vaccine he promised us would be perfect is in most people's arms. If they want it, they got it. And of course, it did not work as he promised, and when we point that out, we hate science or something. Trump should have fired him. Biden won't fire him. He'll never shut up, and he'll keep trying to drag this out forever. Because as long as there's a pandemic, he's a star. Now, I've made certain comments about President DeSantis. And, Ron DeSantis' wife, Casey, has been diagnosed with breast cancer. That's very tough going. I'm going through that now with my wife. It doesn't leave a whole lot of time to do a lot of things sometimes. Sometimes I will have this show ready to go. And at the very last minute, something will happen and we have to run to the cancer center. Because it's a different game nowadays. This is the second time we've been through this. And, it's very disruptive. And, you know, what are you going to do? You got to go with that. You got to go with that flow. So combined with Donald Trump coming out of his shell, I'm going to say he's probably not going to run. And Trump's probably going to run in 2024. Now, once again, while we're going through all of this, we need to keep the DeSantis family in our prayers and in our thoughts. That does matter. But it is significantly less likely that he's going to run in 2024. And there was a thought process that Trump was going to sit this out. Word from people who knew him or know him, The polling showing Biden dropping and his recent spate of media have caused a lot of people to reconsider. And the fact is, the probable lack of a primary fight with DeSantis makes him more likely to run. And there will be others who enter the primary, but none of them are going to be as strong as DeSantis. And basically, this may clear Trump's way. Trump is still frustrating in that he often seems to fail to learn from his mistakes. He was always bad on personnel, and he still is. He recently did a Yahoo interview. And, I would want to ask, why are you going to all these leftist outlets, and why is he not spending more time on conservative ones? And as many people pointed out, he's doing a lot more conservative media. But I haven't noticed that. But is he making the rounds on conservative venues? I don't understand why he goes to the leftist ones, but whatever. He's getting out there. That's what candidates do. The myriad fumbles coming from Biden make the crusty old weirdo an inviting target. The big problem is Trump's relitigation of the past. He insists that the 2020 election and election integrity are the big motivating issues for Republicans. He needs to get in there, and since he knows what he knows, he needs to clean that up. He needs to get in office. We need to secure the Senate and the House, and then we need to fix that issue. We don't need to sit around and go, oh, well, we won. It's great to be a winner, isn't it? It's really stupendous. What are we going to do? I don't know. It's been a rough campaign. I'm going to take the entire year off. We don't need to do that. The likely absence of DeSantis means Trump won't get tested the way he needs to be to get him focused on winning. And we can't afford for him to make the same mistakes. So, to the extent they can be, we need him to fix them so a Republican can win in 2024. And, of course, demanding he perform makes, some people, I'm out here. This is not me being terrible. I want to win. I want to see the country persevere. Beyond him, beyond me. I'm all about winning, and I'm happy to win with Trump, but the key word is win. And that's all I care about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The September jobs report is coming in under expectations. The Labor Department reporting the economy adding only 149,000 jobs in September. Labor Secretary Matt Walsh offers his explanation for the low jobs number on Fox Business.
There's a lot going on in the economy. We're still dealing with a pandemic. We're still dealing with the Delta variant.
This marks the second month in a row the jobs number created fell short of expectations, with economists predicting nearly 500,000 jobs being created in September. Gas prices are on the rise. That's according to AAA's national survey, which shows the average price for regular is up more than a half cent to $3.26 a gallon. Gas prices in the Democratic-run state of California are at $4.43 a gallon. USA Radio News. As a crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken spoke with the President of Mexico on Friday, the two discussing a new security agreement and how to tackle a surge in migration. Secretary Blinken on why security is a priority.
Transnational criminal organizations continue to threaten communities throughout both of our countries. They're responsible for most of the illicit drugs and contraband trafficking in the United States, as well as in Mexico, and a great deal of violence and insecurity here as well.
Senators reached a short-term solution earlier this week on a bill that would raise the debt limit and keep the government funded into December. President Biden applauds the efforts to get an agreement on the debt limit done.
Thanks to bipartisan agreements, we're making progress on funding the government and raising the debt limit so people continue to get their Social Security checks, the military continue to get paid, and so much more.
USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. When Abraham Lincoln spoke the prophetic words, "A house divided against itself cannot stand," in a speech before the Illinois Republican State Convention in 1858, he was a relatively unknown politician at that moment. But he saw the obvious. The North and South were hopelessly divided over the issue of slavery, or more fundamentally, states' rights, and a breakup was all but unavoidable. And that came to pass in just a few years' time in the form of a civil war. Are we coming to that point again now in 2021? Today is not so much a North versus South, or free states versus slave states. It's red states versus blue states, or the heartland versus the coastal states, or elites versus middle class, or leftist versus conservative. No matter how you choose to define the divide, a chasm has grown between two distinct groups living within the U.S., and the room for compromise and any sort of accommodation seems to be shrinking by the day. And then there's Joe Biden. His candidacy was based on the promise and the premise that he would bring us together. And look at what we got instead. We got divisiveness that is beyond the pale. I mean, it makes the Obama years look like, I don't know, like, you know, the great unification. Stoked by the, you know, the divisiveness we have now is stoked by the Biden administration itself. And thusly, we come to this point where, you know, normally when you talk to somebody, I mean, when I was talking to Joe Chambers last night, you bring up the idea of secession. And you hear people going, pshaw, pshaw. And, but even a number of political scientists now believe that that idea is not beyond the pale any longer. They cite a September 30th poll by the Center for Politics at the University of Virginia showing that over half of Trump voters surveyed nationwide and 41% of Biden voters are in favor of blue and or red states seceding from the Union. And this isn't the only one showing this kind of sentiment. An earlier YouGov poll in June revealed that 66% of Southern Republicans surveyed said they wanted the Southern states to go their own way. As Stephen Malanga, writing at City Journal, points out, the new secession movement predates the Trump-Biden race in 2020. That election, along with the reaction to the Wuhan virus, merely rubs salt in the nation's wound that already was there. Malanga gives a few examples, like California. It's always California. They recently banned any state-sponsored trips by its employees to Ohio. And this is based on a 2016 California law that imposes penalties on states that California officials deem to be discriminating against lesbians, homosexuals, bisexuals, or transgender residents. At issue is Ohio's new conscience law, which allows medical providers to refuse to perform certain procedures, like gender mutilation surgeries, if they violate a doctor's religious or moral beliefs. In the land of Gavin Newsom, now restricts state financial travel to 18 other states, which have a combined population of 116 million people. Recently, they slapped travel restrictions on states that require transgender athletes to participate in high school sports based on their sex. This trend is spreading among the other states and even to cities. For 10 years, L.A. has been restricting travel by city employees to Arizona because of its immigration policy. City departments have also been told not to do business with Arizona firms. A few years after that, L.A. added restrictions on trips to North Carolina and Mississippi over their transgender bathroom laws. During the height of the Wuhan epidemic, some 27 states imposed travel bans or strict quarantine restrictions on residents of other states. Then there's abortion. Portland, Oregon is said to be considering boycotts against Texas for its recent restrictions on abortion. Now that would put tens of millions of dollars at risk. And if LGBT and abortion can get states banned, why not target those with laws to protect Second Amendment rights or states that refuse to mandate masks in their schools? Now you could be asking, what about the Constitution's Commerce Clause, which prohibits these restrictions? As Malanga says, the power of the Commerce Clause has been fading, but the problem is more serious than that. Notice that all the bans and boycotts are essentially initiated by leftist states and cities. If you look at the past actions of the Supreme Court, you would suspect the Commerce Clause would spring to life with a vengeance if those restrictions were instead initiated by red states trying to force their values on leftist states. On matters critical to the left-wing hive, the court leans left no matter what the Constitution or written law says, and that is why such unconstitutional things as affirmative action, racial quotas, homosexual marriage, and abortion have been enshrined as laws of the land. And it's also why the Supreme Court refused to hear any challenge to the flawed 2020 election. Secession does not necessarily need to be as hard and formal as the South tried to be in 1861. It can be a United States evolving back to a true republic as it was initially meant to be. And in that scenario, states would have more autonomy to enact laws that suit their citizens, not be ruled by the imperial capital on the Potomac. And this would begin with states refusing to obey objectionable federal laws or decrees of the Supreme Court. And that's not anti-democratic. It's naive to think Washington is beholden to the people of the country. That's a facade put forth for your consumption. The politicians, with rare exception, dance to the tune of the big-moneyed oligopoly. I think that's how they pronounce it. And that's why Americans' once mighty Midwestern industrial base had turned into the Rust Belt. It's also why, despite laws to the contrary, illegal immigration flourishes and why the U.S. blood and treasure are squandered on foreign adventures. But even a soft secession could lead to a conflict. But in my way of thinking, that's better than being dictated to by a distant elite, which doesn't come anywhere near sharing my values and is bound and possessed to dictate how I live. And if these polls that I've cited are valid, more and more people are sharing this view. And once critical mass is reached, that's where the problem begins, because then secession, in one form or another, can take on a life of its own. This is where the problems begin once something reaches critical mass. And right now, some of you are going, well, Bill, we haven't reached that yet. I mean, we're just never going to reach it. I mean, we've never had as much pressure put on the country as we have now. I mean, the country is in duress, if you haven't noticed. And when you got the numbers of people that we have, and they're out there and they're saying, let's just get out of here. Well, that could get us in a position to where all of a sudden we're looking at something and we're wondering what just happened. What does this mean? They just declared war on this or whatever. So when your normal naysayers get out there and start saying, well, I don't know, maybe I could see it happening now, that's when you probably should take a moment to ponder. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, why do you think Facebook is so excited about Section 230 reform and government regulation of big tech? Did they suddenly start caring about free speech and the rights of citizens and unicorn liberation? Doubtful. No. We can't throw these aspiring dictators into the briar patch as it's government-run regulation. As Admiral Akbar and anyone else who is vaguely conscious sees, this is all a trap. It's a trap. There's a better way, a way that will actually bring these creepy nanny statists to heel. Now, it's not traditional regulation. The creation of some sort of Department of Social Media serves the interests of both big tech and the Democrats, and it will make the Internet substantially less free. And that's not a bug. That's the feature. Big tech loves the idea of some new government agency regulating the interwebs because it has a bottomless wallet to buy the people doing the regulating. So where will the people running the regulation come from? Well, they'll come from big tech. Where will they go after they work in the Department of Social Media for a while? They'll go back to big tech. See how that works? If you doubt me, go ahead and take some moments and name the agency that works differently. I'm waiting. I'm going to keep on talking, though, because I'm still waiting, and I'll still be waiting until I'm Biden years old, because it always happens every single time. The phenomenon of industries taking over the agencies that supposedly oversee them even has a name within political science. It's called regulatory capture. And big tech is positively slobbering at the idea of taking charge of the chunk of government that is supposed to take charge of them. And the Democrats love the idea. Can you imagine a bunch of left-leaning bureaucrats, as if there's any other kind, getting the final say on what you can say on the web? The mere notion of the opportunity to control all discourse online is provoking an 8.3 earthquake of liberal tubiting right now in D.C. Now, an unwoke Republican might say, hey, are you saying that the Democrats would try to suppress the free speech of conservative and other dissenters through the use of the federal government's power? The answer to that is, in a heartbeat, they would. It will be sold as an attempt to rein in the industry. And it will be, in reality, the culmination of the leftist dream of total control over all the discourse in the United States today. And we should not be stupid here. We don't need to walk into the free speech kill zone. But having said all these things I've said, we do need to regulate big tech. We need to control the fascist tendencies of the gender studies grads who make up its Bay Area workforce. We need to ensure big tech is terrified of suppressing conservative discourse instead of being eager to do it. We need to treat the industry with a whip and a chair. And there is a way to do it. We just have to unleash the lawyers. I know what you're thinking. Aren't we supposed to hate lawyers? Well, no one loves a lawyer more than a conservative who just used one to take unholy vengeance upon his enemies. And that's what we have to do. Now, you know, you've heard of the Americans with Disabilities Act, the ADA. All the handicapped access issues today are dealt with not by some government agency, but by lawyers suing for clients denied their rights. Is this a obnoxious statute that is frequently misused? Yeah. But I can live with an obnoxious statute deployed against big tech. To the extent it is misused, well, there's a concerto from the universe's most micro violin. And like the ADA, the Big Tech Control Act would set out a series of rights every citizen has in their social media presence against the large social media companies, the right to speak within the nearly limitless bounds of the First Amendment, the right to fair terms of service, the right to due process before any action is taken to limit their use of the platform, the right to control their data and have it protected, the right to full transparency of algorithms that control how an individual's social media reach is controlled, and other rights that ensure every citizen can speak without fear. Naturally, the statute would include something like the following language, similar to that included in many consumer protection statutes. Big Tech Control Act shall be broadly and liberally construed in favor of expanding and protecting the right of every American citizen to freely express his or her right to free expression. So if you're ever in doubt, always lean towards more freedom. And to enforce the Big Tech Control Act, it would include the right to go into court with priority so cases do not languish, to enjoin violations of those rights to recover actual damages. The Act would recognize that social media presence has real monetary value, to win civil penalties or punitive damages, and to collect attorney's fees. In consumer cases, fees of $650 an hour are not uncommon. And like most consumer laws, the fees only go to a prevailing plaintiff. The big tech company never gets to recover its fees, even if it wins. We don't want to dissuade citizens from suing, after all. Also, no anti-slap law or procedure would apply to cases under the Big Tech Control Act. Now, the states won't do this. Or, excuse me, if the feds won't do this, the states can try. And what do you think about the idea of a few dozen states making big tech's life hell until it conforms and stops screwing with us? And I'd be willing to bet the Supreme Court would buy off on that. Then we have the next objection by the unwoke conservative will be that these are private companies and they have a right to set their own terms of service, and this act violates all of our conservative principles. And I have a very simple response for that one. No. They have used and are using their power against us, and we would not be supine sissies and refuse to use our power back at them. They started it. They tried to shaft us, and this is the price. Learn, corporations. Learn what happens when you cross us. And then for those that are crying out about their principles, well, no. Again, no. There's no conservative principle worth honoring that should make us less free. I find the notion that we're somehow morally obligated to accept serfdom because the entity exercising mastery over us has articles of incorporation instead of a flag to be baffling. So unleash the lawyers. Regulate big tech by letting the Visigoths of litigation run rampant, pillaging and looting, until the mere thought of gagging an American citizen tells them with quivering, gut-gnawing terror. And then they won't dare do it anymore. and then we might be free again. It's a first step. It's a step in the process. We have many steps in the process. Many steps. See, being a woke conservative is different from being woke. Being a woke conservative means you understand exactly what you're facing, which is pretty crucial. Being unwoke means that you're sitting there and you still believe, like, you know, Lindsey Graham's my senior senator here in South Carolina. And I know him to be exactly what he is. Sometimes he's great. Sometimes he's a queasling. And, you know, that means he's not consistent. And that's a problem. We need consistent politicians. We need politicians with one thing going on in their head, which is the continued safeguarding of freedom. If they don't have it, if they're out there saying, well, you know, we have to do this in order to gain the upper advantage in strategy, you know, because a lot of what the Republic, especially in the Senate is all about strategy. It's like a game of chess. They do a lot of things based upon that strategy. Oh, we can't wait for them to come and bring that in here. And I'm just going, wouldn't it be better if they didn't? Oh, well. Oh, well. Anyway, coming up on the next hour, the rant will continue. When we get back, a lot of people wanting to provoke us a little bit, I think. We'll see. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.